Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my play.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah.
Will be served what they are deserved. What's up, Miss Unbelievable? How are you feeling tonight?
Oh, I am feeling to the M, to the A, to the Z-I-N-G. Yes, I'm going to say amazing. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what's up.
And how are
That's
you feeling? Yeah.
I'm feeling monstrous.
And
you
how
know
are
what
you?
I mean? I'm feeling monstrous
okay.
as usual.
You know okay.
how I do. Uh-oh. All I'm going to say right now, I'm going to put my disclaimer out right now. Don't judge me throughout tonight's show. Just pray for me. Get it? So, as we start off the show,
one of them nights?
I got some. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I got some hot music for y'all, you know, to help y'all vent, get y'all woosah on. We got some topics coming up for you guys here in just a little bit. But before we get into all that other stuff, we ain't been one of these in a long time. Why don't you go ahead and give us a Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. Stick your head out the window. Hello.
Oh, it's cold. I ain't sticking nothing out the window. But it's 23 degrees in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul area. It's cold. It's our winter solstice season. Yes. It's cold. So the wind chill is here and it's kicking our, you know, the cold will hit your bones. I don't care if you big boned it or little boned it, you cold. Gonna put it out there like that. You cold.
Right, just like that. But yes, cold is an ex lover's heart around here in the Twin Cities. Like I said, I got some hot new music for y'all. Matter of fact, let me try to see if I can find some of this. I got one. It's not where it's supposed to be. I'm going to find it, though. Let me see if I can get this thing going. What's some things that we going to talk about tonight?
You know, let's talk about, you know, impact. You know, that word impact and how things impact your life, the events, and how you can get over it. Let's talk about relationships. You know, can you reunite with that one you broke up with and still feel the love? And still, not just feel the love, but be in love.
Right. Okay. I know one.
So there's a difference.
That, there is a difference. When I posted this, does it matter how many lovers that your new boo or whatever has had in the past? Does it really matter? It is. We got some other ones coming up. Stick with us. We still got the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. But for now, we're going to open up the menu to help y'all. Woosah. I'm going to take them back just a little bit, Miss Unbelievable. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Take them back just a little bit.
We're taking them back?
At least
take them back.
At least survive. Yeah, at least survive. You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Got that body moving. Hey. Hey.
But you will be served what you are deserved. Hit us up 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you want to talk though. Interactive radio. We live, y'all. We live.
I hit the club and tell a DJ throw the song. Fly fit, I'm Millie rocking with a rollie on. Then a Dougie, I'm just doing that for Harlem World. It's a Pitos, I'm probably with a foreign girl. Made this beat some years ago and it was hitting in. Now let me get Tory Lanez, this be lit again. That Harlem music make you get up off your feet. Hop on right on out your seat, two-step into this heat. Hold up, they ain't got a swag like this. I run it up so I can brag like this. We don't entertain them lanes. They don't remember my name. SNS is the name, Millis in the city. I wing my eye at your shorty and she coming with me. She just love the way I'm making movies now. She gon' tell me, am I here?
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe, trying to help you get your woosah on. Get in, rock with us. Don't forget about MonsterUSRadio.com. 24 hours, 365. You can also replay our shows at the same pace. Get in. So check it out. Up next, I got a remix for y'all. This is Anderson .Paak, him and T.I. Let's see if we... Oh, actually, this is him, Ty Dolla $ign, and Schoolboy Q. Let's see what this one do. More music to help you get your woosah on a Thursday night, getting you ready for the holiday. Comic Cafe, DJ E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Uh-huh. You can hit us up at The Monstars on Facebook and all other social media.
Well, that's exactly what the nigga came for. From afar, I'ma meet you at your front door. So hard to be doing what you really meant for, beauty. But don't I make it look easy? Don't I make it look good? Hey, now you drink up all my liquor. Come on, what I'm supposed to do now?
What I'm supposed to do now?
You talking all that shit? Now come on, you gon' have to back it up.
That's exactly what the mama paid for. Huh. You need to put that out if it really ain't cash though. So hard to be doing what you really meant for. Spread love. Don't I make it look easy? Don't I make it look good? Hey, now you smoked up all my weed. Come on, what I'm supposed to do now?
Love,
baby, got way too much ass. Come on, you gon' have to back it up. If I get too hot, love, mom, for real, I'ma never come down.
You might not ever come down.
Let me get down.
You might not ever come down.
Hammy and them panties going hammy and then let me skirt. What's the topic of discussion? I'll be flying to the nookie in my hoodie, hit the pussy, icky, icky. Seven figures like your digits, we can travel off your pivot. Drop Mercedes from your Civic, see me ballin', bitches. You drank up all my liquor, come on. Now what I'm supposed to do now?
What I'm supposed to do now?
Oh, 1-7 now, bitches, come on. Now you gon' have to back it up. I say 3 grams, come hit it now, sugar, come on. Now you might never come down.
You might not ever come down.
You are now listening to Comma Cafe on Monsters Radio Live. DJ E Monster, and it's unbelievable. Yeah, Monsters Radio Live with an underground artist above ground making quake. And you know we got them hot remixes. Don't forget, you can also book us to come to your event, DJ E Monster, and you can get Miss Unbelievable to host for you. Just hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can talk it out. So I, Miss Unbelievable, okay, so what's the first thing we're going to vent about tonight? Woo-sah. Woo-sah with Woo-sah. Our urban therapy.
Okay, so... You know, T.I. and Nelly are here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they're at MIT,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So I'm thinking, you know, Nelly's situation with the lady out of town, you know, it's over with. They couldn't find, you know, him guilty. They couldn't charge him. Well, news says now she wants to file a claim against him. Civilly, because, you know, civilly, the money. Criminally, you can't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, my issue. When does the women stand up and stop looking for something and just stand on their rights for something? You know what I'm saying? Why look for money? If he did it, do it criminally. Now you're telling them, you know, this really affected me. But when you do it civilly, this is telling me all I want is the money and attention. So women, my
right.
thing is, why? Why? Why go that route? Because it always looks bad when it comes to entertainers. The payoff
mm-hmm.
instead of the real, you know what I'm saying? The payoff is, okay, you first say he didn't do it. Now you want to say he did do it because he wants to file a defamation claim against you.
Right, right. Yeah, because you suppose, I mean, I'm saying what's alleged. I can't say what's pinpoint because, you know, I'm not in the court documents and all that. But if I'm not mistaken, the first time I think she pulled back her statement about
Absolutely.
Something that happened to her, da da da. The police approached her, and she said she didn't want to press charges, so on and so forth. So what the? Okay. Okay.
Now she's coming out saying that he was masturbating, he sexually assaulted her, and she was saying stop because he didn't wear no condom. And then after he was done, she was like, she wants to get off this bus, and they put her out, and he threw her $100.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
she waited for an Uber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she waited for an Uber and then called 911. Okay.
Okay. So he invited her to, now we're just going off of what information that we got. Now this ain't real or wrong. We just saying. So she got invited to the bus. He jacked off. And then he sent her home.
No. He's supposed to have jacked off, then had sex with her.
Okay. And then sent her home.
Kicked her off the bus because she claimed she wanted to go home and then went home. But my thing is, why would he jack off? Why he didn't have sex with you?
Right.
So he's going to jack off, then have sex with you? That ain't making sense.
And you just waited?
And you just waited? Till you finish? And she claimed he hit her in the face with it. You're sitting there. You don't say, get me off this bus when he's masturbating?
Right.
No,
that
ain't making
no sense. When us men would be at that point, we'd be, it's a good time to run. I'm just saying, I may not stop. I'm just saying, it is what it is.
Why are you masturbating
crazy.
If you got a woman right there? Like, handle her. Like, you're going to masturbate first? I know sometimes y'all play with y'all selves, you know, to get it hard or whatever. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not making sense. It's not. The whole thing is not.
Well, maybe she wasn't turning him off, so he had to turn his cell phone. I don't know. Country grandma, I guess.
Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, but that wasn't one of the questions. That was just a...
Wow.
That was one of the ones I had to get out my chest.
All right. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat on it? Okay.
Right. Okay.
So what are we?
So with your at? So with
something.
So with your question. Right. I like your question. Does it matter?
My question.
Yeah. Does it matter with your boo or your new bae? How many partners do you have? Do you even tell them? Like, are you obligated to even say anything?
Ooh,
should
now
they
that's
know?
An even deeper question. Right. Well, I have to say my little bite on it. I guess it all kind of depends. You know what I mean? It kind of depends on how many people they've actually been with. Sometimes you might just want to warn somebody. Look. I know we're going to go to this prom reunion. So I'm going to keep it 100 with you, mama. I slayed my high school. so, you know, I slayed my high school. It is what it is. You might want to warn them because when they show up on the scene, they tell me, oh, so you with him now and do it. It could turn into a whole different end of the night. You know what I mean? If you didn't say nothing, or at least you said something, you know what I mean? It might seem a little different to the other person. But, you know, as far as like dating and things like that, I guess it's kind of the same. You did kind of the same because I actually got the post off another person's page. One person says, no, it don't matter. We all have a past, so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Let it be, let it be. You know what I mean? And then another person came behind them and said, no, it don't matter. Until you walk into a room and you show up and he don't bump everybody in the room was with your man. Dude, that would even suck even more if it's the first date and y'all ain't even slept together yet. Oops. But, you know, so... I don't know, though. Does it really matter? Does it really matter? I'm kind of iffy on that. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to try to be with somebody who don't been with 100 men. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I don't want no virgin. I mean, I want some experience. You know what I mean? But let it have, like, maybe 3 or 4 freaks in the life and let that be. Maybe one good freak. I don't know. But 100? Nah, my 100? I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of risky. how you feel about it?
You know, I'm on the fence on this one.
Okay.
One.
Whack.
Tell
us about it.
Self-esteem plays a lot when it comes to how many sex partners you have. If you were back in the day, because I mean, and it all depends how old you are. So let's just say you're 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're talking the 20s. You know, you may have not known who you was and didn't have no self-esteem. So, you use your body as to get the men to pay attention, and you just was sleeping on everybody. And then when you got to a certain age, you said to yourself, okay, I don't have to use my body anymore. Okay, that was going to be I was about to say something inappropriate. But you don't have to use your body anymore. And yeah, I was going to say something. But, you know, you said you gain your self-respect, and you can say, okay, that was a part of me that I didn't know myself. And I was just using my body, you know, as a weapon, you know, so that may be your 100. You know what I'm saying? But once she got to her 30s and 40s, it may be like 3 or 4 because she's gained her worth and she doesn't have to use herself anymore. With a guy, you never know, because at a time in life, it was a time where the more girls you get, the more clout you have. You know what I'm saying? So to find a guy who didn't have a lot of girls or slept with a lot of girls, you going to be looking a long time. You know what I'm saying? So do I really want to know how many people you slept with? Absolutely not. I don't want to know because I may look at you differently and say, well, dang, what do you have left for me?
Right. Like, you done tried everything.
You done tried everything. You done did everything. And then I'm going to go even, what's going to be our separate thing? Like, what's going to be our thing? And even when, like, if I even decide to get married with you, dang, you done did everything. There's nothing now left for me that's special with you. So I'd rather keep my mind not even thinking about 1,000, you know what I'm saying, or 500. Ooh, like all those 500 now, spirits is coming into me. Like, no, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know, because the transferring of stuff, you know, like the things that I may not have done, I may be picking it up from a spirit that you had, you know, from another chick. I'm like, oh, where did that come from? And then he's like, and then that's when you can say, oh, that's why you act like my ex-girlfriend. You ain't never act like that, but he's sensing something from someone else, because now that spirit has transferred onto you. And now you acting like one of his chicks that, oh, you acting like someone I know. Well, how is that? That's not how I used to be. Because you transferring. So, no, you got to be careful nowadays, because people got graveyards, bodies, graveyards, bodies. So would you want to know? Like, because what if you, and I'm going to ask you, you know, she may not want to tell you, and then, you know, she done had, like, your homies, you know, the whole stack, the whole team, the whole squad, but she became the love of your life.
Right.
Now, what you going to do? You going to say no? You all in love with her. She done had the squad, you know, back in the day. You know, she was team number one, and they look at you like, yeah, dog, you got a good one, and you asking how? I had her, dog, but you know, she with you. Don't worry about it. You're like, and then you looking like, man, I'm all in love with her.
Especially if they had her while she was with somebody else. You did? Especially if they had her while she was with somebody else. Boop, so you know she ain't finna be straight with you. And he coming around to all the picnics, the holiday functions. Also, he popping up at the crib, trying to get a little sack for no reason. Bro, you had to come all the way over here. get it. so yeah.
But back to my, are you obligated? Like,
yes, are you obligated to tell?
Like, why do I feel like I have to share my past with you if we're just dating? Like, if and it could be like painful. Something could have happened, you know, while we were dating. Like, I mean, we just don't know when we want to start bringing up someone's past. Maybe they don't want you to know it. Maybe they're saying I've grown from it and I'm a new person. But then maybe that past might help you understand who she is, too, or who he is as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Oof. Oof. Okay, well, we got a couple more topics to go. We're going to slap a breather in here. Let's see, man, I don't even know what to play. I'm just going to play whatever I got in front of me. All right, we're going to go with this one right here. This one is Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy, the I Know Menu, but you will be served what you are deserved. This right here is not new, but, hey, I think it fits for our show, though. I think it do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you about some events coming out. Don't forget our show has been sponsored by Monstrous Jewelry Shop.
They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Straight up to my face, tryna play it safe. Vibes switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. So that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me.
I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
Straight up to my face.
Monstrous Radio. Online radio. What a Comic Cafe. Hey, we do have some comments over here about what we can talk about tonight. Somebody put, how do you love again after being hurt? Now, that's going to be a good one right there. But here's one thing I do want to say. If you're not over being hurt, then anytime they post something on your page, that's right, you might want to post and delete. Monstrous Radio, we got a remix for y'all. Zoe Dallas, Chris Brown, Post and Delete, DJ Sub-Zero, Monster Salute, bruh. So let's go ahead and get into it. Urban Therapy.
Sippin', swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She want to stand in our way. She not trying to be part of that rave. Comments if you come safe. Trying to throw it in my face.
Trying to give me up again.
I say, Post and Delete. Post and Delete. Post and Delete.
Woosa! You can hit us up 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to talk though. Get into it. Say the words. Say the cuss words. It'll make you feel good. Woosa!
Tripping. I ain't really with that issue. It's gonna really be some shit if I get caught on the internet with you. I don't really do the pictures. We gonna do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post in the lead, don't keep it up. These people just trying to keep up with us. Put two and two, trying to figure out if me and you fucking or what. Yeah. Shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know. Cause a young nigga made.
I drank so much champagne. Sippin', swervin' in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our way. She not tryna be part of that rave. Comments if you come safe. Tryna throw it in my face.
Tryna give me up again.
I say, what's in the lead? 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 What's in the lead?
Follow your ass, yeah, but you the worst. And if you try to tag me, I'ma start spazzing. Shave on my baller alert. I was just minding my business. It was just me and my niggas. You started liking his pictures. I started piping these bitches. Pussy proper pocket. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. Like delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. Always trying to record my conversations like a federale. And everybody trying to race me like a Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid. That don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull the trigger. Homies got a couple bodies. Believe that.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I got kicked out of the whole entire system. I had to let it all reboot. Sorry about that. So, all right, now that the momentum died down. Huh?
I figured something happened. I was like,
Right. Yeah. The whole thing froze up. It wouldn't let me do nothing. So, I had to both shut it down and redo it again. So, all right, now that the momentum died out, I like that remix, Zoe Dallas. Big shout out to him for coming to Twin Cities, coming to Privé when he did. It was a nice event. It was a nice event. You remember that night?
I do. It was nice. Yeah, it was fun.
Right. Big shout out to Baby Blue, number one photos.
Absolutely. Everybody did their thing. It was everybody did their thing. It was, you know, Imasa, he was on the ones and twos. Prime was on the ones and twos. And then the Monstars was representing, you know, Miss Unbelievable did a little bit of hosting. And it was just a night that everybody rocked. So I do believe he is definitely grateful of how Minnesota repped for him that night.
Right. He even liked a couple of my picks and stuff afterwards. So I know he still sees what we're doing. So a big shout out to him and his camp on what they got going on. So, what else are we going to talk about, Vanton, other than that little break that we had and my communication problems? What we want to talk about with some other stuff? Oh, yeah, the one about how can you love again after being hurt? I'll let you start out with that one. What's your comments on that? Ooh, I know that's a tough one. Oh, my goodness. There's so many ways you can go with that.
Absolutely. Can you love again after you've been hurt? Absolutely. First of all, you got to figure out where the hurt is, what the hurt is. And you got to go do a self-reflection and self-care to heal from that hurt. You will never forget the hurt, but you can heal from the hurt. And then you just allow that other person that you do allow to come into your life to help you. I mean, you say, hey, this is what happened. You know, I was hurt like this. And then if he's willing to take that on, or she's willing to take that on, to say, hey, I'll help you build back up. We could do this together. Then you got a good one, you know, because she understands what hurt does. You got to build from within out and out within, you know what I'm saying? So, but there's a difference if you're hurt and can you love again? Yes. But if you're not ready to be with someone, then you got to step back and be like, you know, I'm just not ready. You know, this hurt is too deep. This hurt is, you know, it has stopped my momentum. It has, you know, hurt me in a way that is, I can't trust. I can't do this. And it has messed me up. So you have to, like, seriously take self-reflection. But you cannot, and I think the one thing that people stay in their hurt is the fear of getting hurt again keeps them in that hurt
and not
wanting to heal from that hurt because they feel like someone else is going to do it again. But can you heal? Absolutely. Can you move from it? Absolutely. Is it a process and some time? Yeah, it ain't going to be 2 weeks and like, boom, I'm healed. Nah, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a minute. But you work through the heal. You know, you work through it. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. You know, yes, you can. Is it going to, like you said, is it going to take time? Yes. How much time is it going to take? It takes everybody something different. You know what I mean? That's a scenario question. Like, it all depends on the scenario. Like you said, like, how bad was your hurt? Can they take on that responsibility, whatever it was that caused you to break up? Because now, say, like, we'll just say hypothetically, because we're talking scenarios, now say they did something super bad to hurt your feelings, whether it be breakup, disrespect, unloyalty in any other way or something like that. Sometimes if they come back and be like, no, that was on you, blah, 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 then you might want to look the other way. That means they're not really taking responsibility for the reason why y'all broke up. You know what I mean? Now, if you both can say, okay, I know why. We know why we broke up. We lost touch here. It was jealousy. It was this. Aggression, because you did that, and I never really let it go. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You know what I mean? You can move from that. Another great point that you said was, you know, it's going to take time. I think where a lot of people, where they mess up is, and then they think that they can't never love again, is because okay, they broke up with the first person. Now they're a week later with somebody else. 2 weeks later, they talking about they're in love with somebody else. You never took the time to heal. In reality, you're really hooking up with that other new person just to get over that last person. Now, when that new person isn't going to be, now, that's a big package for them. Now, when they can't carry that package, that new package that you got for them, you dig? Now you're doubled up. Now you started caring for this person because you put all your emotions and try to forget about the other person. Oh, I'm going to like this one. Oh, yeah, this is the one. And then, just to try to get rid of those older feelings for that other person, and you still didn't heal yet. Now you doubled up. The shit didn't work out. Now you doubled up. Now you double all. Oh, damn. Now nobody likes
Can I say something about what you were saying about that?
Yeah.
I don't even think that you're really liking that person. I think you're just liking the possibility of that person. I think you're still wishing that that was the other person, that love. I don't think that that love is even for that person. I think that love is for the other person, because tell me, how can you really affirm that love that you had for that person in that short amount of time? You can't affirm that. You don't even know what that person is about, but you're just looking at that person who's sharing the same potential as the one that you broke up with, and you're wishing, okay, well, maybe this one can take me further than that one, instead of seeing who that person is that's standing before you. Because if you don't stop and say, who am I in this relationship or was in that relationship? You're going to just continue to do the same thing in every relationship that you have. And that different person is going to fall in love with your potential, but then you're going to be like, well, this is all I got. Bam, that's it. This is how far I can go. Boom, that's it. And then you'll start sabotaging it, because you ain't got nothing else to give, because you haven't decided to grow within yourself in the relationship and heal from every person that has hurt you. Because you have to do that. If you just don't and turn a blind eye and say, oh, no, I'm good. No, you're not. You're not.
Right. Well, how do you know when you're good, though? How do you really know when you're over that person? I mean, how do you really, really know? Honestly. Can you answer that? I mean, how do you really know when you're over that other person?
For me, I'm over that person when I've cried that last tear. And what you say to me or what you do to me doesn't have the same effect. There's a feeling that you have inside you that says, if you're still attracted to them, if you still yearn for them, if you still admire them, if you still want to be with them, like, that's when you know you're not done. For me, it doesn't have to be a spectacular thing. If I just say, oh, I'm done, for just nothing, for me, it has to be nothing. Like, you don't have to do nothing. For me, it's nothing. Oh, what did they do? Nothing. He's been the same person. But for me, it's not enough. When I have to start evaluating my self-worth, when I have to start doing, if I'm doing things by myself that you should be doing for me or with me or whatever, then I'm good. We have nothing left. If the intimacy is gone, if nothing is there, if the nothing is there, they're not trying, you not trying, you mad, he mad, you know it's downhill, and then it's done. You good. Mm-hmm. And it's that feeling inside, because you do get attached. When you feel that break and that attachment break, you're done. Now, if you trespass and try to go back and get it because that's something familiar, that's on you.
Right.
But for me,
okay.
It's that.
Okay, well, we got a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what about
we got
you?
A caller over here who pressed 1. Hold on, we got a caller over here, press 1. Let's see if they want to join our discussion. 612-250, we got you live on the air. Are you going to join our discussion, or you got something else you want to vent about?
What's up? This is Nana Puttin in the house. Nita.
Hi.
What's good?
Hey, what's good? I'm just joining. I'm just listening. I was like, oh, they're going to read comments. Yay, let me go on.
So,
I'm here.
All right, so you hear what we're talking about right here, Monsters Radio Live, interactive radio. I mean, how you feel about it? I mean, can you love again after you've been hurt?
Man, that was the question. For me personally,
it's your question.
It is my question. I asked that question. I guess for me, I can only speak for me. I'm wrestling with that, and it may not even be love. again, per se. It's just, I think for me, I've been hurt so many times, and I feel like, you know, they're senseless, just stupid things, you know, as to why people do that. And then you kind of doubt yourself. So that when someone good comes along, you're like, wait, don't, this cannot be for me. You've got to be kidding. This must be a joke. This is, I'm about to be catfished. This is a setup. So that was my question. And I guess I have to answer that within myself, because I got to love me more than I loved those people or that person in order to know the answer to that. But yeah, I mean, there's people that I've been with that now I know once that sting, I got over that sting. Mine is like a 60 day diet. Once you don't have that craving, that flavor, that taste, that, that any of that anymore. And you could just be like, oh my God, this person is just, I don't want to hear, see, smell nothing from them. Then I think that's for me when I'm done. And yes, familiarity is sometimes a safe place for some people. It may not seem safe, you know, when you're speaking to your friends and things about it. But you know, I'm one of them people. I've gone back and forth and back and forth, and it's like, man, now I'm trying to just be real. Like, I want something real. Like, I thought stuff was real, but it wasn't real. It was just momentary because I put myself into some of those spots. You know what I'm saying? I need to be in the number one spot, period, point blank. And that's just the bottom line. And if I can't do that for myself, then I'm just going to continue to go, oh, well, I wonder if I could love again after being hurt. So that's just it. I mean, I kind of answered my own thing for myself, and sometimes you just got to have somebody else to throw it off of, and you may not need an answer from somebody. You just want to say it outward because it makes more sense when you hear yourself say it. You know what I mean?
That's a whole nother show. That's the thing, you know, like when your mom or pops or grandma or grandpa used to tell you, say it out loud. How does that sound to you?
Speak it.
Get it.
Right. That show is a whole nother show.
But yeah.
So, E, yeah. Do you think you can love again, you know, after you've been hurt?
I say yeah. I say yeah. Yeah. I've been hurt, like, real deep before. Like, oh, my God. Why? And I've loved somebody else after that. So, yeah, I think you can. But I think you're really on point tonight, Ms. Unbelievable. And you are unbelievable with your comments tonight, because what I had to do was I had to heal. It took me a long time, you know, that first love thing. You know what I mean? It was that first love thing. We supposed to get married and all this other stuff, and had all these, we made plans and lived together and all these other things. You dig? But it didn't go that way. Like, I really wanted it to go. But, you know, it took me a long time. You dig? It took me a real long time to really get over that, even though I was even with somebody else, not too long after that. But, you know, I still wasn't over it. They knew it. I told them, shit. And that was that one. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think you can do it after, you know, like you say, you heal. You have to really go find yourself, find a way to have fun by yourself or with your friends or other ways to have fun other than just, you know what I mean? Because you can get real comfortable with a motherfucker. You dig? Sometimes it's not really the fact that, you know, that you love them, but you just love having that company.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
I feel that.
So sometimes, so sometimes, you know, when it's hard to get over, you start to miss that company you used to have. We all used to sit there half naked on the couch and make jokes and shit about each other's feet. You know what I mean? A little silly shit like that. You start to miss those type of things. You know what I mean? But, you know, once you heal and be like, I can make fun of my own damn feet. You know what I mean? Make fun of motherfuckers on the TV. Make fun of their feet. But, yeah, once you learn to heal, I think you can do it again. It's going to, like you said, it's going to be hard, though. The hardest part, though, is letting go of the baggage. To me, that's the hardest part, letting go of the baggage. Especially if, like, the last person cheated on you. Oh, Lord. The next person's on eggshells.
Oh,
like,
boy, did he. Oh, he done broke it out. He done broke it out the bag. Oh, Lord, have mercy. She's just dragging my whole little heart all over today.
You know, the interesting thing about when someone cheats on you, it's just like you think that, wow, everybody's like that. Is that next person going to be like that? See the signs and they're doing that. Or, you know, they always think that if a man talks to them, they're going to go, because you recognize that most women need that type of interaction from a man that makes them feel like they're being accepted, or that they're being liked, or they're being loved, or, you know, being that attention. And then once you realize that that female don't need that attention, you're like, oh, she fake it. You know what I'm saying? You have all these things in your mind because you're so used to something happening. And until you get past the benefit of giving everybody this the benefit of doubt and understanding who they are as a separate individual and not that person, and stop doing the comparison, because we forever be like, oh, he acting like that nigga that I used to mess with. Those are things that we have to just, like, be honest with ourselves. Like, do we compare? Do we do this? Do we do that? And then once you really, you got to ask yourself, this next relationship I'm going into, I am not going to do this. I am not going to do this, because this is what made our last relationship not successful. You know what I'm saying? If she cheated on me, I'm going to not look for the signs for cheating. If she cheated on me, whatever, it happened, I got to move on. So I think it's just setting the expectations for ourselves through that healing process.
Right.
Easier said than done.
Here's a little dip on that question.
Definitely.
Is it about cheating? What is it about cheating that just makes it, like, no good no more? You dig? I mean, what is it really? I mean, is it a pride thing? Are you mad, or is it a pride thing? What I mean by mad means, are you upset because you don't trick me? A pride thing being more kind of like, oh, I'm not good enough. Now you out here dipping with other motherfuckers. I mean, what is it really about cheating that really upsets people? You dig?
The lies that came with it. Like, man, I'm one of these people. Man, I'm one of these people. Just be upfront. If we walk into the mall and there's a girl with a big booty, I probably am going to say it before you. But dang, don't be getting a number when I go up to the thing to go get some napkins for us to sit down and eat, and you over here getting her phone number. Dang. I'm just saying that it's the lies that continue. Right. You know, oh, baby, I'll be home at 5 o'clock. It's now midnight. Oh, yeah, me and the fellas was hanging out at some random bar that I've never heard you hang out at before. Just petty stuff to me is where that comes from. And then it makes the other person hard. Like, if you did it to me, I'd do it to you. It don't matter no more. Now you're both sitting in a pile of lies and cheating for no reason at all, and it's just a spiral, you know. And I can't say that I've never been in situations, you know, like that per se. I don't think I've cheated on my man per se, but, you know, we're going to be honest. I've been with people that had people. Let's just be honest, you know. So,
right.
And what did that get me? Not a damn thing. Didn't get me him. Didn't get me no love. Didn't keep me together. And all it does is it makes you feel less than what you know you could be and should be to yourself. Forget that other person. Forget them. You know, can you forgive them after they cheat? I mean, maybe, but you're always going to have that doubt in the back of your mind. And it's just up to y'all to, you're either going to fix it or you're not going to fix it. And how do you fix it? I mean, there's questions to go with the questions. You know what I'm saying? It's just up to you guys as a couple, you know, to figure out what it is that would fix what y'all need to fix to get it back to where you are comfortable with each other, that you love each other, and you don't have any shame or harm going on in your relationship. And if you can't collectively come to that point, you're still going to cheat, you're still going to lie, and you're still going to be miserable, so you might as well not be there. And that's it.
Right, right, right.
Well, for me, I think it's just
for
this.
For me.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Miss Unbelievable. Go ahead.
For me, it's just a disrespect that you can't respect the woman that I am, that I bring to the relationship. And then it's the disrespect of you didn't give me the option to say if I wanted to stay or if I wanted to leave when you knew that you wasn't
mm-hmm.
being satisfied.
Yep.
Give me that option. Because maybe I may be cool with you going out doing what you need to do. But if I'm not, give me that option to say, okay, I'm done. Because in the midst of it all, you're still disrespecting me, hurting me, bringing in stuff into our relationship where if you told me straight up, I can give you that. I can make that decision. You know, now you took me out the equation and now you're just selfish and you're doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't got to. Because if you're stepping out, evidently, there's something that we ain't clicking on. There's something that we need to just end with. Because why have to?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, it's a crack is somewhere in our foundation that we should either we should have fixed it, or you leave.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to cheat. Fix it or leave. Let's talk about it or leave.
Right.
Give me that option. But don't disrespect me, and then I'm out at a club, and she there, and then she want to run up on me. Oh, baby, no, because then I'm running up on you, because you started this mess.
Right.
Boo.
There you have it. Okay. There you have it. Don't close my options. Let me know.
Right, right. Well, okay, what? 10 seconds left. You ladies got any last words y'all want to put out there?
What was your answer?
Oh, we only got up like right at the end of the show. Y'all got any last words?
Happy holidays.
Love y'all. He got
there
out of it again.
Y'all know how I'm on my way up out of here. There's somewhere to go tonight, especially in the Twin Cities, because, hey, we live every night of the week. We don't give a damn. It might be cold outside, but we know how to stay warm. So, all right, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the rating tomorrow, Friday Night Live. Tune in, Monsters Radio Live, the interactive show. You need. Oh, my background music did not come up loud. I'm out.